to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest, says the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy, and my burden light." The Gospel of the Lord. On my recent trip to my homeland of India, I was pleasantly surprised to discover some parallels in historical milestones between India and Christianity. Noteworthy events on one side of the planet were paralleled by outstanding occurrences on the other side. While God was acting explicitly in one line of history, He was operating implicitly, hidden, in the other. Because anything good that has ever happened anywhere in the world was due to God's grace. Let me point out just five remarkable parallel points. First, most of the history of the Old Testament, from the 46 books of the first half of our Bible, occurred between the 15th century and the 5th century BC. BC meaning before Christ. That period spans the return of the people from slavery in Egypt, the book of Exodus, to the period of the people returning from slavery in Babylon, the books of Ezra and Nehemiah. Meanwhile, on the other side of the world, in India, during the same time frame, the 15th to the 5th centuries BC, the Vedas were being composed. The Vedas are the sacred books of Hinduism. By the way, Hinduism is the reason there are sacred cows sitting in the streets of New Delhi, and why they only serve veggie burgers in the restaurants in India. Secondly, the book of the prophet Isaiah, which we have been reading for our first readings all week, were written in the 500s BC. The whole book of Isaiah, one of the longest books of the Old Testament with 66 chapters, is one of the most eloquent prophecies about the coming of Christ. Meanwhile, in India, Nepal to be exact, Gautama Buddha lived in the 500s BC and had his moment of enlightenment and sparked a religious revolution called Buddhism. Isaiah spoke about the coming of the light of Christ. And Buddha, at the same time, had a glimpse of this light in his religious reveries. Thirdly, we fast forward to 1626, which is when St. Peter's Basilica was completed in Rome. Interestingly, below that central main altar at St. Peter's is buried none other than St. Peter, our first pope. At almost the same time in history, in 1632, the Mughal emperor Shah Jahan began the construction of the Taj Mahal, one of the seven wonders of the world. It is actually a mausoleum for Mumtaz Mahal, his favorite wife. Yes, he had more than one. Notice that buried in the heart of both buildings are two people that both cultures honor, revere, and venerate. Both buildings were built by love at almost the exact same time in history. Fourthly, the 1700s saw the rise of the period of colonization. The Spanish colonization brought conquistadors to the shores of Central and South America. The Mexican people are a blend of both the Spaniards and the native indigenous peoples. That colonization in the 1700s is why we have two Spanish masses at IC every Sunday. Meanwhile, in the 1700s, the British colonization was underway in India, driven by the desires of the East India Company, opening trade routes. And thanks to that colonization, I speak English and Spanish too. And why the fellow who answers your question about your credit card statement is in a call center in India and not in China. Fifthly, and finally, the mid-1900s was monumental in the Catholic Church because Pope St. John the 23rd was elected as Pope and convened the Second Vatican Council. That council made vast changes in how Catholics practiced their faith on a daily basis, like Mass in English rather than in Latin. At the same time in India, Mahatma Gandhi called for non-violent liberation of India from British rule, which India obtained in 1947. Incidentally, do you know when Indian Independence Day is celebrated each year? It's August 15th, the feast of the annual celebration of the Assumption of Mary into heaven. Two great men, John the 23rd and Mahatma Gandhi, both advocated for greater freedom and paths of peace. I realize that not everyone is a fan of history, and that this stroll into the past probably put some of you to sleep. But remember the words of the Spanish philosopher George Santayana. Those who cannot remember the past are doomed to repeat it. It is also said that God writes straight with crooked lines. Sometimes God's authorship of history is explicit, and he signs his name, like in the case of Christianity. But sometimes he prefers to stay anonymous, like in the history of India. Praised be Jesus Christ.